Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Well, today on the Kona Edge, we chat some running. I'm Brad Brown. Thank you so much once again for downloading and listening to the Kona Edge. And if you listened last week, you would have known that I was running a marathon yesterday. I'll tell you more about that in a moment. Man alive, did the wheels come off in a big way. And today on the podcast, we catch up with Amy Farrell to find out about some of the things that she's done to get better on the run. And we've also got our second winner today for our contest that we're running at the moment. We've teamed up and are doing some pretty cool stuff with jackrabbit.com this month. And I'll tell you who the next winner is. We've got four pairs of Hoka One One running shoes to give away this month. We gave away a pair last week, Monday, and we're giving away another pair today. So if you've entered, make sure you listen to the end of this podcast because I could be calling your name out. If you haven't entered yet, make sure you do head over to this URL. It is jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge because this episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by jackrabbit.com. They are a speciality or a group of speciality running stores across the US. They've also got a very wide online footprint. If you're looking for any running shoes, any brands, models, sizes, you name it, Jack Rabbit have got you covered, okay? Go check them out. jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge to enter to win that pair of Hoka One One running shoes. Or what you can do is simply text the words Jack Rabbit, that's JACKRABBIT, to 44222, and I'll send you the details on how you can get your name into the draw. Well, yesterday, before we get into our chat with Amy, yesterday I ran the Cape Town Marathon here just around the corner from home, and it's been a bit of a long build-up. We're coming out of winter, so training hasn't been as good as I wanted it to have been. I've had a pretty decent 12-month build-up, but 12-week build-up, rather. But if I have to be brutally honest, and I looked at it today, mileage-wise is not there. I was probably about 20 or 30% shy of what I would normally do for a marathon. So I was feeling fairly confident and ended up running with my wife, but she's been struggling with a bit of an injury. So at about 10Ks, she decided that I should go. So I ended up leaving her and trying to catch up with some mates who were quite a way up the road by then. And the stretch between 10 and 20Ks on that marathon, I pushed pretty hard. And it was shortly after halfway that I blew up spectacularly. It's turned out to be officially my slowest marathon ever. Beautiful settings. Cape Town Marathon, obviously, with Table Mountain in the backdrop. It was magnificent. It was quite a hot day. But, gee, it was not fun. And I'm an absolute mess today. I'm actually surprised I can string a sentence together on this podcast because my radio show this afternoon was an absolute mess. So I'm going to stop yakking now. We'll head to the coach's corner and then we'll head straight to my chat with Amy Farrell. This is the Coach's Corner, and it's time to chat some coaching. If you need some help to get faster or if you want to get stronger, we've got access to a network of triathlon coaches around the globe that are more than willing to help you out. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. If you own a coaching business or if you're a coach yourself and you'd like to get a bit of airtime here on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, scroll down to the bottom. All the details are there. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Amy, on to your run now. You are an absolute machine when it comes to the run. I mean, you were chatting in our first chat that you dipped under three at Boston. It really helps coming from a strong running background in this sport. Do you feel that it gives you a big advantage over your competitors?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, I have a little bit more confidence if I'm down coming off the bike. I've only really had my run fall apart once, and that was Kona in 2015. But otherwise, I'm usually pretty steady there and reliable. And when I did Ironman or Syracuse 70.3 this year, I came off the bike with quite a deficit, but knew what kind of running shape I was in, and didn't worry too much about it, and was able to hammer through the run.
Often we learn the most from when things don't go according to plan. Tell me about that run in 2015 when the wheels proverbially came off. What was the issue, and what did you learn from it?
I think I didn't feel great that day. My stomach was really off, so my nutrition was probably off. And like I've said before, you have to stay on a plan. Or that's, the wheels are really going to come off. And I think just, you know, the thing that really got me through that race was changing my mind that I didn't want to be out there walking for 6 hours. I wanted to get back. And, so I was putting in whatever I could in terms of nutrition and kind of problem solving along the way to get to the finish line.
Tell me about those dark patches. We obviously all go through them as runners. So if you're a better runner, I think one of the things that obviously physically you're a better runner, but mentally you're probably stronger than most as well, because we all go through those patches, and it's how you get yourself out of those patches that determine whether you have a good run or not. We'll go through them. What are some of the strategies and techniques you use to sort of dig yourself out of those dark places and big holes?
I think just thinking about some of the run workouts that I have been able to complete. When the school year starts and I'm gearing up for Kona, there's usually a day of the week where I do a medium, like a 55 to 60 mile ride in the morning before work. And then I go teach for the whole day. And then my long runs are usually Wednesday afternoon after I've cycled and been on my feet teaching all day. And there's always a quality component in those long runs. So it's not just going out running 20 miles. There's specific paces that have to be hit. And if I can survive those days, then I can usually make it through a catered race day.
Amy, one of the things I find interesting, obviously you run and you have run a good fair amount of standalone marathons. And I chat to a lot of age groupers who the only marathon they ever run is at the back end of an Ironman. Do you think it's important for triathletes, particularly if you want to get better and become a better runner, to run some standalone marathons and race them hard?
It's so different. An Ironman marathon and a standalone marathon are so different. A lot of an Ironman marathon is about survival, and just, you know, you're out there for 9, 10, 15 hours. So you just have to fuel yourself properly to get through that. Where a standalone marathon is all out for 3 to 4 hours. So it's a totally different kind of pain. So I feel like triathletes could benefit from standalone marathons.
Do you think that you running standalone marathons has helped your Ironman performance?
Yes, I do believe that.
As far as workouts go, what are some of your favorites? I mean, you obviously love running. What do you love doing? When it pops up on your program from your coach, what do you go, yeah, I get to do that again?
So this year my long runs have involved a lot of a little faster than race pace, mile repeats, and then a little faster than race pace, half mile repeats. And they just make the long runs go by really quick. Once we hit about 12 half mile repeats, my dog looks at me like we're crazy, but, but those have been really fun this year, and, they can make 3 hours go by pretty quick,
I'm sure. And gear-wise, what are you running? What shoes are you in?
Since 2014, I had a little plantar fasciitis and switched to Hoka Cliftons, and haven't really run in anything else since then. In terms with the arthritis in my knee, I don't want to mess around with anything else. And the shoes work. I don't have blister problems. My legs feel a little bit more fresh, so. So Hoka Clifton and Clayton are my go-tos.
Over the years, have you chopped and changed and changed shoes? Or is it a case of find a shoe that you like, you go with it until there's a problem, and then look for something else?
People ask me what I ran in before I ran in Hoka's, and I can't really remember. So I think I was, it was like whatever was on sale. Yeah. So yeah, I've run in a lot of different kinds of shoes.
But now you got the Hoka's. That's it. Found them and they're done. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, Amy, thanks again for your time here on the Cone Edge. Much appreciated.
Okay. Thank you.
And that's it for this edition of the Cone Edge. Thank you so much for listening. And congratulations to our next winner, courtesy of jackrabbit.com. Up for grabs, a pair of Hoka One One running shoes this week. And we've got another two more pairs to give away. So if you're not in the draw yet, the website to get to is jackrabbit.com/Cone Edge. Or simply text the word jackrabbit to 44222. Thank you to everyone who has entered so far. And a very big congratulations right now goes out to Tony Washington. Tony, congratulations. We've popped you a mail. We just need to get some details from you, shipping address and the like, and we'll get those shoes to you ASAP. So thank you for listening to the Cone Edge, and thank you for entering our contest to win that pair of Hoka One Ones. They are yours. Congratulations, sir. Thank you very much for taking the time to enter and taking the time to listen to us here on the Cone Edge. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cone Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Cone Edge.